listening to Fox Sports Radio. Radio. This is Straight Outta Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
It is Straight Outta Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to this show as always on the iHeartRadio app. Jonas Knox, Steve Fezzik in for RJ Bell here on Fox Sports Radio. And for everybody listening out there on all of our Fox Sports Radio affiliates, over 200 across the country and beyond, we appreciate a few minutes of your time here. Steve Fezzik, it is a 4th of July weekend ahead of us. It is a Friday. How are we feeling in Vegas?
We are feeling good. I-15 North is just starting to fill up with all the vacationers from Southern California heading to the city. A buzz in Vegas on July 4th. Yes.
It's just such a miserable drive. I swear to God, there's something really depressing about. Well, on the way there's fine. Because you're thinking to yourself, I've done that drive so many times from L.A. to where you're heading to Vegas, and on the way there, everything's fine because you have all this excitement. Everything's, you know, people are fired up, and you're like, man, you know what? Why wait till the Strip? You stop off at State Line at Whiskey Pete's. You have some $2 shrimp cocktail. You rip like 5-6 Bud Lights, obviously not driving. You hop on the passenger side, and then you're off to the Strip. And then as you come and you pass through and you see the roller coaster and Buffalo Bills, I don't even know if it's still there, you're just miserable. You're hungover, you're broke. So just the worlds and where they intersect on the way there and on the way back, just two completely different drives, Steve Fezzik.
You know, it's a great point. And even if you fly into Vegas, there's the happy plane coming in.
Yep.
And then there's the miserable plane coming back, especially the 6 a.m. flight where everyone said, we'll just stay up all night losing all our money, right? But the drive, I got to tell you, Jones, I think it's actually one of the best drives ever. You get to go past the world's largest thermometer in Baker, and you get to go past Zizek's Road, and then you nailed it for the real hardcore people. Can't wait that next the last 36
Hell
miles
no.
to get to the Strip. Let's go ahead and gamble at Buffalo Bills.
And you also know if you had a few drinks before you got into the car to head over there, because you actually mistakenly think that Whiskey Pete's is Excalibur. Because the side of it looks like the Excalibur Casino, parts of it, and you're thinking, oh my God, we're already here? And then you realize, oh no, we got another 40 minutes to go, not even close. Yeah,
that roller coaster. The roller coaster looks frightening. I have not done it.
No, I will. I refuse to do it. It seems like a barf bag waiting to happen, hopping on that thing. But nonetheless, here we are. It is a 4th of July weekend, and before we get into the latest from the NFL and what we could be seeing as a glimpse into the future, we appreciate it. Everybody hanging out, listening, Fez. This has been a crazy 3-4 months. We are living a chapter in history. So for everybody that stuck with us, we appreciate it, and hopefully we can get your mind off things for the next hour and maybe make them a little bit of money. What do you say, Fez?
Love it.
Okay, so here we go. Let's get into an opportunity to possibly not make money, Steve Fezzik, and that would be in the NFL. This, according to Dan Graziano of ESPN, who covers the NFL, does a good job there at ESPN, said, quote, via Twitter, on Thursday night's NFL PA call, the union's board of reps voted unanimously to recommend that the NFL play no preseason games this year. It's unclear whether the league, which has already decided to cut the preseason for 4 games to 2, will consider the recommendation again. That, according to Dan Graziano, who covers the NFL for ESPN. So what the hell do we make of this, Fez?
I think it's a real opportunity for the owners to go ahead and show that they are listening to the players and just agree with this. Let's face it. What do you give up if you give up preseason? Well, the loss is money. But how much money are we really talking about? Limited TV contracts in the preseason. There's going to be no or limited fans and concessions. So you're really not giving up very much money at all. What else are you giving up? Well, quality of play. If you're not playing these games, is that going to impact week one performance? And, you know, there's been a disagreement. Some people think so. I know friend of the show Michael Lombardi has made the case, hey, oftentimes more time spent practicing is more efficient than having teams travel, trying to play just, you know, one or two preseason games. So that's unclear whether the quality of play will matter. I'll tell you this, Jonas, the relationship with the players, I think we saw this with MLB where the players and the owners just kept fighting back and forth. If the players don't want to play, I think this is a situation the owners have an opportunity. Just agree with the players. Let's get this on board that we can hopefully start with the regular season come September.
Well, there's a couple of things here. Number one, right off the bat, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think the owners are willing to concede that because I don't think the owners want to set a precedent that, okay, we're willing to wipe out the preseason moving forward. If this goes well enough, then all of a sudden the preseason is wiped out. So I don't think it's going to happen. But to your point, this is an opportunity, and this is an old trick in sales, and anybody who's ever done sales knows this. It's called the perceived gift. You make somebody think they're getting a really good deal when the reality is the deal was already there. So you quote somebody a price. It's going to be $1,000, and I'll tell you what. I'll throw in X on top of whatever that $1,000 is. If you go today, I'll get it to you for free. Only to find out that X was $200 and Y was $800, and those things combined are $1,000 anyways. But they didn't really talk to you about that. They make you feel like you got a gift out of the whole deal. If we're not going to have fans at any of these preseason games, then this is basically a perceived gift to where the owner's like, you know what? We're willing to give up these preseason games. We're doing this out of good faith for you guys. But if you actually dig deep enough and you read into the details and the fine print, they're not going to make any money off these games anyways because the fans aren't going to show up because the fans are going to be hesitant and maybe they don't want to spend their money and risk going out and getting coronavirus at a preseason game where they don't even bother to paint in the end zones. So this would always be just a perceived gift from the owners. I don't think it would happen, but I do think that if they were to make this play, that that's what it would be. It would seem like a really nice gesture, but if you actually dug deep down, you would find out that all this is them just placating to the players when the reality is they're probably not going to make a ton of cash off the preseason games anyways.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, and I don't think it's so much the fans don't want to attend as I think that with the COVID cases spiking and the like, there's going to be so much limitations in terms of the number of people that can be in a public place, specifically California, Arizona, Texas, Florida, that you're just not going to see there even being an option for many fans to attend games in a big part of the country in August.
Yeah, and over the past couple of years, you've seen more coaches and more people in the NFL talk about the idea of joint practices. And the idea of joint practices, and the reason why coaches and teams in the NFL would be more likely to go the joint practice route as opposed to, because the preseason does serve a value. It serves a value not just for guys like Fez who maybe gamble on preseason football, but it's and myself too, let's just be honest here. But preseason serves a value in that you can actually see how players respond in a preseason atmosphere. The most famous story of all that is Terrell Davis. Terrell Davis wasn't going to make the Broncos roster. He was trying to call back home. They were in Tokyo playing a preseason game. He tried to call down to the desk to book a flight home. He was going to quit the Broncos and maybe his NFL career would have died on the vine right there. He couldn't speak to the person at the front desk because they didn't speak English. He went, they played the game. He went out there on special teams and on kickoff, he blew some guy off on the kickoff return. And then next thing you know, they started giving him reps as a running back and now he's in the Hall of Fame. That was a preseason opportunity that changed the course of history and helped get John Elway multiple Super Bowl championships. So the preseason does serve a value, but for coaches, the injury risk is a problem. And so what they've always, and this has become more popular the past couple of years, is the idea of let's have a practice and at least we can control the environment. No taking anybody to the ground. We're working on plays. We're getting good reps against competition, so we're not practicing against each other, and it's a safer way to do it. But that was more the likelihood if there was going to be two games. I just wonder if joint practices all the way through or extended practices all the way through is actually a good thing. And at some point, are you tired of hitting each other and you want to get out there and you want to start cracking heads? And those limited game reps, I wonder if it would have an effect early in the season.
Yeah, it's a great point. Maybe it might impact scoring. I can tell you the NFL Week 1 numbers really have not moved at all. So there's Vegas says no impact, at least to date, on the numbers. I do want to mention that, Jonas, you asked me, or you talked about me betting on preseason football. There's a narrative out there that if you bet on preseason football, that you're some degenerate and the like. And I really want to clarify, pro bettors love preseason football. It's one of our biggest edges and the like. And the best evidence I can give that the bettor has an advantage, walk up during the preseason when next year when they have games and ask to bet $10,000 on a game. And the bookie in Vegas will look at you like you're from Mars and say, you know, you can have $1,000 on the side, $500 on the total. Contrast that to Week 1, you walk up and ask for $10,000, almost every book in Vegas, say, no problem, you got it. The bookmaker is confident the number is right Week 1, and the bookmaker has no confidence in his number because of all the variance of preseason, and that's why pros love it.
I love how you had to clarify and defend people that gamble on the preseason. It's like a few years back when somebody said they were a vegan, and you asked them, what are you, a hippie? No. Let me tell you why. There's nothing wrong with being a vegan. It's almost like you had to clarify. There's nothing wrong with gambling on the preseason. I agree. If it's there and available, and trust me, coming up later in the show, you won't believe what you can actually bet on this weekend. And here's a hint. It involves a slob, a disgusting human being that shoves food in his mouth for a living. But never mind that. We'll get to that at the end of the show. Can you actually, seeing how, if we're not going to have a preseason, is there an opportunity, and I'll ask you this as somebody who thinks about this stuff that maybe others doesn't, is there an opportunity to fade rookie quarterbacks, especially a guy like Joe Burrow? If there's no preseason, his first actual game rep in the NFL against actual NFL competition in a game atmosphere is going to be against the LA Chargers. I mean, that's already difficult enough, let alone the fact he hasn't thrown a pass in a live game since January? So I look at this as maybe an opportunity based on rookie quarterbacks heading into it. If there is a rookie quarterback starting early on, is that an opportunity, Fez, to fade that guy?
It certainly makes sense. So I think Joe Burrow is going to be our only kick at the can here because Tua is extremely unlikely to beat out Fitzpatrick in Miami, and ditto for Herbert versus Taylor for the Chargers. So, you know, if by some miracle Herbert winds up starting, maybe we look under in that game, right? Chargers against Bengals.
There he is, Steve Fezzik, Jonas Knox in for RJ Bell. This is Straight Out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Get Fez on Twitter @FezzikSports on Twitter. He has been known to like tweets, especially the ones that insult him. He doesn't care. As long as he is mentioned in Twitter, he will like those tweets. So if you want a little heart to show up in your notifications, @FezzikSports on Twitter. All right, coming up next, this might be one of the biggest scams pulled by Vegas odds makers in quite some time. Don't go anywhere. We will tell you what to avoid. It is a scam alert. That's next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Straight Out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox, Steve Fezzik in for RJ Bell. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we will dive into one of the biggest scams pulled in Vegas in a very, very long time. That'll be coming up here in just a couple of minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio. Right now, before we do that, it is time to find out the weather in Las Vegas live from the Strip, actually dangling off. Using a belt loop to hold on to the torch on the Statue of Liberty at New York, New York. It is our fill-in meteorologist, Stephen Fezzik, to tell us what's the latest from Las Vegas. Steve?
Yeah, each and every day at SOV, we bring the excitement of Vegas to you. It's currently 102 degrees, and the neon is sparkling.
So, Fez, here we go. The Washington Redskins, this is the story that is coming out in the NFL, that based on sponsors that are pulling out, sponsors that don't want to be a part of the Redskins if they continue to use that name as their team name, the reports are several that are out there that the Redskins, they are having a review. They released a statement to discuss the possibility of changing the name. And according to Adam Schefter Brian Ehthers. It is a very real possibility. In fact, it is most likely, and it might even take place before the 2020 season. By the way, a 2020 season that is a little over 2 months away. Fez, here we go.
Yeah, and so we've got odds up, Jonas. This is amazing on what the new name of the Redskins will be, and I am shocked by this. Now, these odds are from faraway places, so let's not blame Vegas here. But they have listed this book, 10 different options in terms of what the new name will be, the favorites for the Redskins for new names, Presidents, Generals, and Lincolns. Not really inspired names, if you ask me. But here's the kicker, Jonas.
And so I want everybody to just listen to this, because you've got to pay close attention, because there are little scams, the little fine print at the bottom. This is one of those little fine print details at the bottom. This is such a scam that the Vegas odds makers are doing, and nobody's willing to call them out on it except for Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, so there's 10 possible team names listed, and what are there, you know, tens of thousands of other viable alternatives that could be chosen. So I'm looking, well, what are the odds on the field? None of these team names being chosen. It's not there, Jonas. So think of this. You could bet on all these 10 options, bet on each and every one of them, and lose each and every bet. None of them cash. And I actually think that's the likely outcome. I think the field should be favored versus all these teams being listed again at this sports book that is not in Vegas. It's in a faraway place. But my goodness, there is a reason that many sports bettors absolutely hate bookies.
See, but here's the thing. This is where they get you. Because they're giving you 10 options, you just assume that those are the only 10 options. But those are just the 10 options that they've created, that they've made up. Anybody could do that. Like anybody could come up with team names for the Washington Redskins and throw them up on a website and say, these are the odds. And if they get a bunch of bets and none of those hit, they keep all the money. So the fact that they don't have an option for other than those alternatives, they make you think, hey, this is the only thing on the menu. Sorry, guys. It's either this or you go eat somewhere else. And if people really want to gamble and they think they've got a vibe on what they think a team name should be, even if they don't find that team name on the list, if they're just looking for action, they're going to bet on those teams, and the likelihood is it's not going to be any team that's even listed there that's an option to bet on.
Exactly right. And you see that in so many ways as a sports bettor, where you're being taken advantage of. And in the very rare case, and this happened earlier in the week, of course, with the MGM, they're calling it a betting scandal, that the MGM got the times confused for Korean baseball and Chinese baseball. And so a group of bettors bet after those games began around 2 a.m. On Sunday morning this week. And those bettors beat the MGM out of $250,000, and the MGM went crazy. They're looking to see if they could void these bets because they were past posted after the fact. So the bookie will cry and scream when they lose, when they feel they're being taken advantage of, and yet this sort of offering still get placed by them.
That is such a scam. That is such a scam. But you know what? Hey, I mean, I get it. And if people aren't willing to actually take a step back and look at what they're betting on and what it all actually means, then you know what? Tough balls. I mean, if you're going to lose your money. Now, for bets like that, there is a limit though, right? They're not going to go crazy with giving people an opportunity to go 10 grand, 20 grand on that. There's a limit on a lot of those bets, just like the prop bets in the Super Bowl, correct?
Yeah, exactly right. Like, similar to like a prop bet on what color will the Gatorade be, at some point people are going to find out, the news is going to break, and someone's going to know what the new Redskin name is. I assume that they are going to change it, and someone's going to find out in the Super Bowl what color the Gatorade is, and because of that, you just can't allow large wagers, because you'll get beaten up by sharp bettors with inside information.
Straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio, Steve Fezzik, Jonas Knox, in for RJ Bell here on FSR. So you made the point before the show, I thought this was very cool. And again, I want people to know, I want Redskins fans, Washington fans, if you feel it inappropriate to say that name, Washington football fans, I just want you to know that this was not me that made this statement. I did not do this before the show. I wouldn't do this before the show. I actually have a heart. I'm a kind-hearted individual, and I care about those Washington football team, Redskins slash whatever they're going to be, that's not an option on that scam that website is putting on. I would never say something like the following, quote, well, they already alienated their fan base. That wasn't me that said that in a pre-show meeting. That man was none other than Steve Fezzik. So please explain, how have they already alienated their fan base, Fez?
Well, you look at Dan Snyder and all the decisions he's made with this once proud Redskin franchise that frankly has just fallen upon horrific times. And look no further than look at the crowd at a typical Redskin game. Remember the games back in RFK where the crowds would be packed, and now you see a stadium that's half full, Jonas, and frankly, of those fans, half of them are rooting for the opponents. The Redskins have one of the worst home field advantages because of a lack of crowd support. So I think the Redskins, this is the wrong time to be worrying about alienating some fans by changing the name. They've already alienated their fans for years and years.
Now, where we stand on the season win total for the Redskins, because now you've got even more distraction heading into the season. This is already a crazy offseason. You got a developing young quarterback in Dwayne Haskins. They're not sure whether or not he's the answer. They traded for Kyle Allen in the offseason. You've got a brand new coach. It's clear they're trying to change the culture there. And now on top of all of that, in a pandemic, you've got this thrown onto their laps. And it's 4th of July weekend, so the season's right around the corner. From a Redskins season outlook, where would we stand on that as far as Vegas goes?
Yeah, in Vegas, the wise guys like to evaluate teams mostly by how many teams are supposed to win, the season win number, and the outlook's not good for the Redskins. It opened 5.5 about 3 months ago. The bettors have bet it down to 5, so the Redskins are supposed to win 5 games this year. Jonas, that's the second worst in the NFL. Congratulations to the Jacksonville Jaguars. You're even worse. You're projected to win 4.5 games.
I like the over. I'll tell you that right now. That defense is scary. That defensive line is approaching what the Philadelphia Eagles did a couple of years ago. Ron Rivera, defensive-minded head coach. If you can get quarterback play that's just suffice, quarterback play that they're not going to turn the ball over a bunch, I think they're going to be in a ton of games, and then it just comes down to whether or not they can execute. I really like the over for Washington.
Yeah, you nailed the strength. That defensive line is going to be really, really good this year. I'm kind of looking at unders for Redskin games just because, you know, I got Haskins rated as my number 32 starting quarterback. He wasn't last until Stidham lost his starting job, which I believe is going to happen with Cam Newton. So now he is last, my number 32 rated starting quarterback.
My only thing on Haskins is, at least, look, if people want to say that he's already a bust or he's not a good quarterback, that's fine. You people can run with that all they want. My whole thought on this is, let's at least give him more than 9 games. I mean, I think he had 9 starts last year, 8 or 9 starts. How you can evaluate a quarterback in that situation who's playing on already, I think, his third head coach, and he's had 9 starts, so he's averaging a new coach every third start. To me, I need to wait a little bit to see what Dwayne Haskins is before I'm ready to just throw in the towel and say, all right, this guy's going to be a bust. I don't know that I'm there. I just think they are an intriguing team to watch, whatever their name is going to be, because that division, it's clear. It feels like Philadelphia and Dallas are at the top, but the Giants and the Redskins, there is talent there, and I just wonder whether or not they could be much better than we realize and maybe in contention for that division more so than we previously thought.
In contention?
Yeah.
Playoffs?
Yes.
Hey, are we talking playoffs?
Look, crazier things have happened, Fez. Crazier things have happened. You're
Jonas,
in Vegas.
They're just trying to win 5 games. Come on now.
Fez, Three weeks ago, go-go dancers were wearing welder's masks in Las Vegas, okay? So we have seen crazier things have happened. It's 2020. Anything is possible, all right? What Redskins to win the division, what is the odd? The line at?
I do not have the division odds in front of me. I'll look them up during the break. But I will say this in the Redskins' favor. The Redskins, I think we can forecast that a whole lot of venues are going to have limited crowds, if not no crowds, especially early in the year. And this actually benefits the Redskins greatly. How can it benefit them not to have any fans in their home stadium? Because half of the fans are rooting for the Eagles, let's face it. So at home, it's no big deal whether the stadium's half full or it's empty. But on the road, the Redskins obviously have a big crowd disadvantage in their game. So if there's limited crowds in all the games, that's going to help the Redskins on the road. And at home, it isn't going to be a big disadvantage.
And so you were talking about this a little bit, just so how the lack of home field advantage that they have. So the teams at the top of the list, the teams that have the best home field advantage, Seattle, New Orleans, who else would be there? Green Bay
and Minnesota. So
okay.
Those are my 4 biggest home field advantages. Now, 3 of them, it's because of crowd noise. Seattle, New Orleans, and Minnesota. Green Bay just has a big advantage because of the venue they play in, and the grass field is very unique. So all of those teams would be hurt by the lack of crowds, but not Green Bay, not nearly as much as Seattle, Minnesota, New Orleans.
By the way, I just thought of this. So are they doing the Lambeau Leap this year? Are they just going to like jump into like a bunch of stuffed animals like at a Korean baseball game? Nobody's going to be close enough to jump into. So, I mean, now we're talking about, you know, Aaron Jones potentially getting injured because he hits a beer holder instead of a fan catching him in the front row. I mean, that's another aspect of this, Fez.
And think of it, the advertisement for whatever beer company it is that buys those first 10 seats, if there's an injury, that's going to be that's really going to negatively impact, you know, that that advertiser. I do have the odds. The Washington Redskins, 14-1 to win the division. You know, I'm feeling generous. It's July 4th, Jonas. You want the Redskins, I'll give you 20-1. Yeah. Just let me know.
Yeah, screw you. Well, we'll get to that in an hour or two. How's that? Now, let me just ask you this. So they have the worst home field advantage than Washington. We just talked about the teams that have the best. We're all talking about the Redskins. So they're, if not the lowest, in a handful of the teams that are the lowest home field advantage in the NFL.
Third worst. Congrats again to the Jacksonville Jaguars. You are second worst in my numbers. And, of course, the nomadic L.A. Chargers, they've got the worst, Jonas. I've never seen a Charger game where there are more Charger fans than opponents' fans in the stadium.
Yeah, it's been a while. Steve Fezzik, Jonas Knox in for R.J. Bell here on Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas here on FSR. All right, Jonas Knox, Steve Fezzik, Straight Out of Vegas here in for R.J. Bell here on Fox Sports Radio. You can always listen to this show on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up 15 minutes from now here on FSR, Steve Fezzik has another best bet. And I actually think it is a cruel, heartless best bet, but it is an opportunity to make money. We will have that for you here 15 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. All right, so let's start giving out some tips here, Fez. So we're talking about team totals, all right? So team totals, when we're looking at various leagues around that are starting up or continuing or whatever the case may be, you have a pro tip on team totals as we head into whatever the hell this is going to look like down the stretch of this year.
Yeah, so when a season's about to start, you always hear fans talk about who's going to win it all. Who are you betting to win the Super Bowl? Who are you betting to win the World Series? This is not how pros typically bet. We look at the season win numbers, Jonas. We love to go ahead and forecast, are we optimistic or pessimistic about a team, and bet accordingly. If we don't like the Washington Redskins, we bet them under 5 wins. If we like the Redskins, we bet them over 5 wins. Why do the pros like those season wins? Well, it's like a bet that you would make on a game with a point spread where you're laying 11 to make 10. If you are a drunk baby and you're just randomly betting on these season win numbers, you're going to win 50% of the time, and the house does have an edge. The house is going to win just under 5% of your money. So if you bet $100, you'll lose about $5 just randomly making bets like this. However, if you go for these needle-in-the-haystack bets, who's going to win outright in a golf tournament? Who's going to win the World Series? Now you're looking at a situation that's not unusual that for whatever, whenever you bet $100 on a game, if you bet $100 on each and every team, the house vig is close to 50%, meaning only $50 of that $100 gets refunded to the players. It's a 10-time larger margin for the house, and that's why the pros avoid those bets, and the suckers, I mean the recreational players, love to bet on those sort of things.
So your thinking is, as opposed to just finding one team to bet on to win a World Series, you guys go team totals because you feel like it's a more accurate depiction of what they could look like.
Yeah, and the bottom line is I don't have to be drastically right on a team. If I'm right on a team directionally and they're better than expected, I'm going to cash on my over bet. Right. If I'm right on another team, they're going to have a terrible year, I'm going to cash on my under bet. And because of that, pros in many years, you'd be shocked at how much money of their bankroll a lot of betting pros go ahead and invest in these season win numbers across all the sports.
So if I were in talking about the Redskins that we just talked about, my thinking on that, if I want to be, think about it like a professional, is ask myself a question. Do I think the Redskins, whose season win total is at 5, do I think the Redskins are going to lose less than 11 games this year? If my answer internally is yes, then I should bet the over.
Absolutely. And the last thing you'd want to do is bet the Redskins to win the Super Bowl. Just go ahead and light your ticket on fire.
Right.
But betting over 5 wins, you can see if the Redskins are just mediocre and they win 7 games, you're going to cash your ticket.
And so is there anything different this year as opposed to prior years? Do you guys look at anything here and go, all right, we've got to reevaluate how we're looking at this based on everything that's going on in this country?
Absolutely, because the uncertainty of whether there's going to be a full season. So we just saw Commissioner Manfred, MLB, state, hey, we're going to be lucky to get a full 60-game schedule in MLB. Well, what happens if MLB has some issues and they're able to play a season, but they only play 50 games? Well, now any season win bet you make in MLB is going to be null and void and canceled, and you're just going to get your money refunded. This has already happened in the NBA. Jonas, you know this is a sore spot with me. I am still trying to cash NBA season win bets that I made. Bets that, frankly, were a lock to win, like Golden State, under 48 wins. Think about this. My money has been tied up almost for a year. I thought I had a sure winner, and now I'm just giving free interest to the bookie, waiting for him to finally approve the fact that it's a refunded ticket and I get my money back.
Well, hold on. Okay, so you bet Golden State under 48 wins before the season. I mean, why wouldn't that already be a winner? Are they going to use this as to take advantage of the opportunity and say, nope, sorry, buddy, it's a scratch. You can't win, but we'll give you your money back.
Read the fine print. In order for you to have action, you need to have 82 games played for the season. That's not going to be the case. Fine. Refund my money. Oh, well, we got to wait till the regular season's over, Mr. Fezzik. You come back, and we'll have your money in September.
Well, here's the thing. You're handing out tips as a professional, and I thought, you know what? Just to be fair, because we're coming up on a point in the point in the year where you're going to have almost too much to bet on, Fez. Like, your free time is going to be gone very soon, right? I mean, with everything starting up at once, all of these different things, not including these traditional events like the Masters in the fall, all of a sudden, you're going to almost have too much time. Like, all this free time you've had, all of that is going to vaporize, and you're not going to have any time at all, Fez. How are you going to manage it? Have you ever dealt with this before?
I have not. Now, typically, August is a very light month for pro bettors. We're betting a little NFL preseason, some MLB. And now I'm looking at the NBA restart. I'm looking at the WNBA restart. Obviously, baseball is a condensed schedule, so almost no time off. And there aren't enough hours in the day. And the best tip I can give for people who are serious about betting and following the sports, want to make money on this, don't try to follow all of them. Yeah. Go ahead and pick your sport that you like the best or that you've had the most success with, and just bet golf. Yeah. Just bet tennis. Just bet the WNBA. You'll do a whole lot better than the peanut butter approach where you try to spread yourself too thin and be an expert on 5 to 6 different sports.
Yeah, that's like telling an alcoholic to have one beer and then head home. All right, it's not happening, Fez. So let me go ahead and give you a tip, right? Because you've never been through something like this, but I actually have, right? So we do have our studio band with us here at Fox Sports Radio. So here we go. Let me give Steve Fezzik what it's like. Let me take you into the world of what it's like as a Joe, somebody who's horrific at betting. Not only do I not focus on one particular sport and one particular bet at a time, I bet them all, and I bet multiples. It doesn't matter. And then when I'm losing, I go back in for more. I told you about what happened in the Super Bowl between the Broncos and the Seahawks. I was 1-17 in bets during that game. Do you think I started out with 18 bets? No. I started out with 2. And then it turned to 5, and then it turned to 8, and then it was 9, 10, and 11. And by the time I was in the teens, I was already in the teens as far as beers go, and then I've got to chase everything, and it's all gone. It's a terrible, embarrassing moment. It's like when you see your buddy going to the strip club, and 20 minutes later, he's also being escorted over to the ATM. It's a bad look. It's an awful impression of him as far as all the strippers and everybody in attendance, and everybody looks at him like, wow, that guy's got issues. Apparently, the well's running dry elsewhere in his life. That's why he's got to make these moves. So what's going to end up happening is you're going to have multiple bets on multiple sports all at the same time. And you're going to forget what you bet on, like I've done several times. There have been times in Vegas where I've already been home in California and I forgot to cash in my MLB ticket, and it was a Mariners game that I didn't even remember placing. I was just walking by a sports book, and I bet on the game that was starting at 10 Eastern time, and I was already bombed from sushi. This is going to happen. And I just want you to know, Fez, that when you start to go down this well and when you start to get into these problem areas to where you can't help but bet on every single thing, you are not alone. In fact, you're not even the minority. You are the majority. So welcome to the crowd. And if you need any help with any of this stuff, I just want you to know you can lean on me. And there it is. That is my professional tip for you.
I love it. Quick thought on dollar cost averaging, which it sounds like you did with the Denver Broncos, betting them pick plus 3, plus 7, plus 11, plus 16, plus 20. I would go watch the movie Boiler Point, where they talk about when a stock is falling and the scamdy capper goes ahead and says, now is a chance, a real opportunity. You can buy Denver super cheap. There's probably a reason why that spread just keeps moving that way. Try not to have a portfolio of just one team at increasingly better prices, because you can indeed, of course, lose them all.
Hey, my philosophy is you can make one $50 bet or you can make 10 $5 bets, and I just go with 10, and we'll just see which ones hit. I'm telling you, when I bet horses, I don't bet on who's going to win place or show. I bet on every single horse to win, hoping a long shot hits, and at least I can make some money. It's like the inside numbers in roulette. I swear to God, that's the way I do it, Fez. I mean, but that's why I'm here and you're there. So
I once saw someone in Vegas betting a NASCAR race, and the top eight drivers were 8-1, Jonas, and he bet on them all. And I didn't have the heart to tell him, you know what? You need one of your drivers to win just to break even.
Right.
Otherwise, you'll lose everything.
Oh, that's terrible. Steve Fezzik, Jonas Knox, in for RJ Bell. This is Straight Out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. You can check out the show on the iHeartRadio app. All right, coming up next, this is the most cold-hearted way to make money over the next couple of months. Find out how. We've got it for you. It is a best bet. That's next here on FSR.
Straight Out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Straight Out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to the show on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up a little over 10 minutes from now here on FSR, it is The Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. Make sure you check those guys out. If for whatever reason your local programmer switches to something else, you can also find that show on the iHeartRadio app. Just search Fox Sports Radio. All right, so Steve Fezzik, it is 4th of July weekend. It is a tradition unlike any other where Joey Chestnut, a slob, a garbage disposal, shoves food in his mouth at Coney Island or wherever the hell they're doing it this year. And so here we are, Fez, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, something else that we can bet on if we do choose so.
Yeah, and Joey Chestnut's an all-American hero, Jonas.
Oh,
you're completely wrong about him. He's a professional that dedicates his life to consuming food, and I'm proud of him as an American. Here are the odds. Prohibitive favorites, Joey Chestnut, minus 1,200. What does that mean? You got to risk 1,200 to win 100. If you like the field, good luck with that. You get 7-1, but it is the longest of long shots because Joey Chestnut has dominated, winning 12 of 13. The over-under, 73 dogs for Joey Chestnut. Now, here's why this is key, Jonas. There has been a venue change. This is still being held where it's always been held here in Atlantic City, but what's happened is they're moving it indoors. Climate control, and all the research I've done says that climate control really should help the eaters.
God.
And because of this, I have a strong lean to over 73 dogs being consumed. And on the women's competition, another enormous favorite, Miki Sudo, she's minus 1,200 as well. Her over-under is 40.5, and that's a strong opinion on her to go over. I caught a podcast where she was expressing that she thought she could break the women's world record of 45 hot dogs.
Of course you did. Of course you listened to a podcast on who can shove the most food in their mouth. Of course you did. If there's an opportunity to make money on it, why not? Climate control, what is this, Coors Field? Are they at Mile High and the ball's going to go farther? What are we talking about, climate control? So he's going to go out there and try and shatter all the records. Now, so you believe him. You think he's got a legitimate shot at doing so, Joey Chestnut.
Oh, I do. And whether the event doesn't really matter, if it's in Atlantic City or Brooklyn, in the heat and humidity on the East Coast, it is hard to eat dogs in 90 degrees. When you go inside and it's 72 degrees, the consensus is that that is really going to help the eaters consume a couple more hot dogs.
I mean, could you ever, like, if you were dating somebody who was a competitive eater, or you somebody said, hey, you know, I got a friend of mine you should really meet, and then you find out it's a competitive eater, when they ask you to dinner, are you just like, no, I don't want to see. I don't want to see whatever it is that you do. I'm not interested. Just it's disgusting. It's weird. Like you would never ask your wife. Like first date with your wife, Fez. Did you say, hey, you want to go bet the ponies at Excalibur? She's like, no, I don't want to see what you do. Like, what's the go-to? You just have drinks. Is he going to eat the glass after he's done? I just don't. I don't understand.
Imagine the fear the Bellagio buffet has when Joey steps through the doors.
I guess there is that as well, too. All right, so Steve Fezzik, now we know you're on a hot streak. We know you like these. You don't actually love them to actually make them a best bet. But you do have a best bet, and you've got one in Major League Baseball. Please explain.
Yeah, so I'm going LA Angels under 31.5 wins. Hopefully they'll play the full 60 games, so I'll have action here. It's all about Mike Trout's statement today, Jonas. Breaking news, Trout says, I do not feel comfortable playing in August. His wife is expecting a baby. I think we have the ultimate free roll here. If there's even a chance that Trout misses some time or misses the season, the Angels obviously so dependent upon Trout. He's worth about 9 wins over the course of a regular season. Shortened season, he's worth about 3 wins. If I can get Trout out of there, this is a phenomenal bet. If he plays the full season, all right, maybe it's only about a 50% bet. So a great free roll here. Hopefully he will stay home with family. I'm on the Angels, under 31.5. Forget all the Southern California people that want to see Trout. I want to cash my bet.
When did you make that bet, Fez, quickly?
Today.
Of course you did. He's a savage, ladies and gentlemen. We're back on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern time, right here on FSR.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.